weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama delivered a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader Shimon Peres, in which he called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to other figures like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth, praising his tireless work.
Of course, we gather here in the knowledge that Shimon never saw his dream of peace fulfilled. The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming and he did not stop working.
At the beginning of his eulogy, Obama pointed out Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who was sitting in the front row, and hailed his presence at the funeral as a gesture and a reminder of the unfinished business of peace. And in another optimistic sign, Abbas shook the hand of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Friday in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte linked himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, saying he would be happy to kill 3 million drug users and criminals as one way to finish the problem.
Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there is 3 million, there's a 3 million drug addicts. There are. I'd be happy to slaughter them.
Since Duterte took office in June, more than 3,000 people have been killed by police and vigilantes for alleged drug use or peddling. This is VOA.